President Cyril Ramaphosa engaged with media during a briefing in Cape Town on Friday, where he answered questions relating to a number of issues concerning his office. As anticipated, he faced numerous questions about the recent Farmgate scandal involving the alleged theft of $4 million from his Phalaphala farm in Limpopo in 2020 and allegations of money laundering and corruption leveled against him. Despite attempts by journalists to extract more information relating to the farm robbery, Ramaphosa refrained from answering the questions, saying due process was being followed. According to Ramaphosa, he had also sought advice from MPs.
I did say in the National Assembly that we would like to leave this whole matter of the robbery to the due process that must unfold. And I know that there are a number of questions that people have. And I did say in the National Assembly, quite a bit of counsel was passed on to me by a variety of members, some even quoting the Bible and all that. And I did say that whilst the approach and the advice is that allow the due process to unfold, let those that are investigate are meant to do whatever review process, go ahead with it, and so that the whole matter can be looked into closely, and the advice has been it's best to handle it that way. And then the assembly, I said, I've been given some counsel by a number of members of parliament, and I did say that that will also be considered because there are two positions. Do what every one of you who has asked a question and outline everything, and the other one from a more different position is let the due process happen as regards things like, you know, was this laundering of money? Was it the issue of what was the, how much money was there? Was there any torture? And all those related questions. So I'd like to hold on to that. But I have to say, all these questions are questions that obviously have to do with the process that I have spoken about. What I will, however, say, if I were to be charged, yes, the processes in the governing party have to unfold.
Ramaphosa added that he offered to avail himself on a voluntary basis to appear before the ANC Integrity Commission to answer questions related to the robbery. When asked why the ruling party's commission was being put on a higher level than the people of South Africa, Ramaphosa said he received his orders from the ANC, but that no side was above the other.
I don't think one should necessarily see it that way. One should see it in a way where the ANC, which is the party that deployed me and the work that I do, has a formal structure, which in terms of the conference that has given me my marching orders in terms of the work I do, I have to go and explain myself to, and I don't think one should look at it as either or type of situation. The one is not much more important than the other. It is just that there is a formalized process that I need to follow, and in time all that will be put forward.
The president was also asked about the timing of the suspension of public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane, which comes after she announced she was investigating criminal allegations against him relating to the theft of cash on his farm. According to Ramaphosa, the matter had been dealt with for a considerable amount of time.
We've been dealing with this matter for a considerable amount of time. And in fact, as early as March, we were dealing with it, where after receiving a letter from the Speaker of the National Assembly, I wrote to the Public Protector and said, in terms of Section 1943 of the Constitution, the President has the power to suspend an official, high-ranking official like the Public Protector once there are processes in the National Assembly that have been commenced to remove her. And I said, I'd like you to give me reasons why I shouldn't do so. And that whole process took quite a long time. I'd given her 10 days, and there's been back and forth responses that even went way beyond that 10 days. All these processes were open, were public, and there was nothing underhand or hidden. And as regard the lawsuit that she had launched, I did ask for time frames. I said, give me a process of time frame. I did not know that a judgment would be coming out as early as yesterday or so. But I felt that I should still go ahead, notwithstanding that. So the issue of timing has to be looked at in the historic processes that had taken place. It was not an immediate term event, and it was not really even linked to the investigation that she argues she has launched in regard to the robbery at the farm. I also did say that it is the office of the Public Protector remains. Once the Public Protector is suspended, the work of that office does not come to an end.
For Times Live Podcast, I'm Demi Buzo.